Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, Dr. Wu has more movie-themed third-party figures coming soon. A dead Ratchet figure joins the doomed Autobot shuttle figures from the animated movie, and another 40th anniversary Hasbro stream shows off more upcoming toys. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, and this is episode 582 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's declared victory over our podcast rivals who mysteriously all started falling out of windows just days before the podcast elections. I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
Char, a.k.a. Robo Apollo.
Hi, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
We're back. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to help us out and contribute to the show. We really appreciate it. If you are not a Donatron and would like to become one, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. That's where you can sign up. Of course, you get lots of perks for being a Transmissions Donatron. You get to watch us record the show live on Sunday nights before it goes out to everyone else. You get access to bonus content, including our bonus show, We Like Big Bots, and that's done by Daryl and Dr. Pants. Hopefully there will be more Big Bots episodes at some point this year. Daryl's looking away, covering his face. But we're still going to call on you, Daryl. just keep sending in that feedback.
I was in Los Angeles last weekend. I was busy. I'm very busy in Los Angeles.
You came back on Monday night, Daryl. What about the rest of the week?
Very busy. Very busy in Los Angeles, Charles.
He needed a week to recover.
Well, luckily for our Donatrons, there's also bonus content from our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. So season 3 started last week with episode 110, Sweet Home Cybertron. That's out right now. You can go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust to listen to it. And for all our Donatrons, episode 111, our bonus early uncut version of episode 111 is out right now on our Patreon page. The regular version of episode 11, Thank You for Revving, will be out March 25th. So next week for all our regular listeners. But right now, if you're a Donatron, so go check it out. Of course, you can also get our exclusive Transformers number 1 Skybound cover with art by awesome artist EJ Sue. You can order that from our website at transmissionspodcast.com/comic. We will be at TFCon Toronto in a few months, so maybe we can also do TFCon pickup there if you're interested in that. So check the website. I think we'll have that updated. We had it for TFCon LA, so we can probably do it for TFCon Toronto.
EJ Sue was at in LA, and we were talking about that quite a bit, but he brought the original for this cover there, and it was very cool to see that. So just a painting, it was gorgeous.
We talked
really
about that
cool to see
week.
That.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was for sale.
I'm sure it was.
It was for sale.
There was no price.
So I talked to EJ about it. I asked him like if he was willing to sell it. He said he was. I said, well, what's your asking price? I'll just say it's over four figures. That's all I'll say.
He's like, if you have to ask, then it's probably too much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it was not within range.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great piece of art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, the shout out to EJ Sue. He was awesome this weekend. He really helped us out. He let us sell our books at his table. That was really helpful for us. He signed them all. So like he offered them for, sold them, for us, signed them for us, and, did not charge us an extra fee to have them at his table. So really, awesome. Great guy and offered to do that on his own. Like did not. We did not have to beg him for that. He offered to do that and was really, really gracious.
Not that you weren't willing to beg him. He just offered first.
Well, yeah, we are not too proud to beg. I cannot say enough good things about EJ Sue. Great to meet him in person. Lovely man, great person. Hopefully he gets out to other TF cons like Toronto and Baltimore later this year. We'll see, but it was just great to meet him. So all the best to EJ Sue, and continue to check out this cover if you are interested. Okay. Last thing, of course, we've got our Toy Hacks, 15% off code at toyhacks.com. So use that code LUCKYBOTS for the month of March. We're recording this on St. Patrick's Day, so the luck of the Irish is with you. Get that 15% off.
None of us are wearing green.
No.
Well, the show goes up on the 20th, so it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the toy talk, starting off with HasBlab.
All right. So the HasLab crowdfunding part of the campaign is over, and it ended as the most successful Transformers HasLab in all of them that they've done so far. And I think we were talking last week, kind of hoping it would get over 20,000, and it ended with 28,230, which tops Death Source, which was 27,000.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. That was just fantastic. And yeah, so I have the numbers here for the other ones. Unicron had 10,000, and that they had to kind of, they had to work to get to that. Because they kind of interesting that they hit that on the nose. But a Victory Saber had 26,211. Deathsaurus had 27,442. And the only one that it didn't beat was the Marvel Galactus, which was 30,811. So pretty nice. Impressive, but you're getting, two leader class figures and a deluxe in here. So you're getting a lot for your money. And at this point, if you backed it, you have been charged. So your wallet is feeling the pain. But I think, Charles, you said you, at the last minute, decided to go in on it.
Yes, I did back it before I left for TFCon. So I was like my wife said that. So since TFCon was my Christmas present, I said, well, can this be my birthday present? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Fine.
Once again, your wife is just like, she's too good to you.
She is. Happy. She is.
Yeah. So I think we mentioned this previously, so I'm not going to go through all these, but they put up, I think on the 12th, painted like the model that they have there. They have hand painted pictures and looks really good. They did their 40th anniversary stream this year, and this last week, and they mentioned that they had to send these models back to Takara, so they didn't have it on hand anymore. But I think these look really good. Mm-hmm. And really looking forward to this, but I'm not looking forward to having to wait until summer 2025. It's going to be a long wait. But So lots of good pictures here. We'll have the link in the show notes. And then also, in honor of them reaching this goal, Takara has put up selected episodes of Car Robots, which was the original Japanese version of what became RID 2001, for free streaming. It is all in Japanese, but it's on YouTube. And they put up episodes 1, 24, 25, 27, 28, and 39 with no subtitles, but it is in HD. So it's the beginning, like the first and last episodes, and it has the God Magnus, Ultra Magnus first appearance, and then the Godfire Convoy or Omega Prime combination. So, these are really cool. I can't remember if there are like fan dubs or fan subs of this series out there, but if you want to check it out, also you can also find the full series, like someone upscaled and uploaded to YouTube. So if you want to get the English version, it's out there, not put out there by Hasbro, but this is the only way you're going to get it. So that I think is all we have for HasBlab. And I guess the next thing we'll have is when they start doing production updates. So it's probably the last HasBlab for a little while.
Yeah. That's amazing that it did. It was the best Transformers HasLab. We talked before the show. I decided not to back it, but I'm very happy for it being so successful. You know, a non-G1. I mean, you can see my little death source back there. I mean, who I'm really glad I backed, but I'm very happy for everyone who decided to back this figure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great for having a non-G1 thing do so well. So I'm kind of thinking the next one would be from the Unicron trilogy. So I don't know what they would do, but
I didn't back it myself either. It's not G1 enough for me, so I just decided no.
Yeah. Daryl, you gotta stick to your roots.
Yeah. No, in the end, it's a very cool figure. In the end, it's just space management on my part. I'm getting just crushed under the sheer weight of the plastic in this room. And I didn't need another large figure, especially one that was so similar to the original.
Right.
So I just decided to save the money, which, in Canadian dollars is, over $300. So that's a spicy meatball for myself. But, it looks great. I'm excited for everyone who gets it. But yeah, for me, it was just an easy pass on the space management side of it.
Even though you could have used it for a topic of a certain show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Very much.
Yeah. I mean, you still will, because Dr. Pants got it. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
You still have it on the table as an option.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Does that mean the next We Like Big Bots is summer 2025?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Mark it in your calendars.
You have to wait in anticipation for it, everyone.
Yep.
There's one episode a year now moving forward.
All right. Well, what we've got right now is some quick hits.
All right, and we're going to start off this week by talking about Kang Toys and their CT-Longyang, and this is their third, or I don't know, it's the third part of their like newest combiner. This is Breakhorn, and it's their masterpiece scale slug, and it's going to combine into a Volcanicus. So this is, they finished their Predaking, so they are moving on to a Volcanicus. And I think, the Volcanicus is definitely going to fit their aesthetic very well. They do a lot of sharp, edges and very dangerous looking, figures and, really stylized stuff here. You know, going through the pictures, you can definitely see the robot mode is, looks nothing like the G1, slag. And, it's almost unrecognizable until you get into the robot mode and you're like, okay, well, there's the alt mode that I recognize. But yeah, it's, you know, this is this Volcanicus that they're going to put together. We really don't have any kind of pictures of it yet, but, it's going to be pretty wild. I expect their Volcanicus to probably be like, I don't know, 8 figures. Like the last, their Predaking was like 8 figures as well. So yeah, it's
looking crazy. So we could get to take on the paddles.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like the waist for their Predaking was a gorilla. So, you know, it could be crazy. It could be, you know, some kind of like whale or something like that is, you know, some kind of prehistoric whale. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm surprised that Hasbro's not using the name Slag anymore. Why don't they just name it Slag?
Really? I mean, really?
Okay, well, we have all been waiting for the Origin Wheeljack to show up, and it looks like it's now making its way into stores. So there has been a first sighting of a Legacy Origins Wheeljack and a Target. So apparently it is still going to be a Target exclusive, even though it's lost the buzzworthy Bumblebee branding. It was found at a Target in Chicago, Illinois. So you can check it out. They also give the product number. So you can like go to that Brick Seeker website if you want to look up your local Target store and see if you can find it. I did that, but nothing came up yet. So I imagine it's not fully made it through all the inventory in Target yet. Chicago's kind of close to Pittsburgh. So I'm hopeful that it'll make it over here.
Even closer to me.
Pretty quickly. Yeah, well, you maybe you'll get to you even quicker. So, you know, let us know.
All right. Next up, we have a tragic toy. So we have it's the Transformers Studio Series 86 Battle Damage Ratchet in hand images. So we're looking at images of this toy side by side with the regular Studio Series 86 Ratchet right now. The battle damage one has, obviously battle damage. His chest piece is cracked. He's making a open mouth face, and does not look pleased. So if you've seen the Transformers, the movie 86, you know, Ratchet dies. And then we're now looking at Ratchet and Ironhide side by side, both battle damaged versions. So if you are collecting these, because I know there's been several, there's 3 of these ones in the Studio Series, which is Ratchet, Prowl, and Ironhide. And then there was that alternate universe Optimus. So if you're collecting them, you have another dying Transformer for your collection now.
Yeah, if you have a morbid collection.
Yes.
Could they not have made, I know they're mold mates, but make the damaged chest different? Like, mm-hmm. They're identical. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that too. That's really, that's not really a good detail to have. That's exactly the same.
Especially because you're calling it out because it's like the focal point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so next up we have got some official pictures for Beast Machines Cheetor, Beast Wars Silverbolt, and Cybertron Starscream. These are the next figures, you know, for the Legacy United toy line, and they are starting to show up. I know that I've seen some people posting online that they are starting to find Starscream in stores. And we saw, you know, a few weeks ago, we saw people finding the core class Cheetor in stores. So you're starting to get a look here of the packaging. I don't know if anybody has found the Silverbolt yet, but it's definitely, you know, it's part of the same wave, so it should be out there. But that Starscream looks really cool. It's, that Cybertron Starscream looks really awesome. So be on the lookout for these. Especially all you crazy Starscream fans. There's another one for the shrine. So, yeah.
That's definitely a must buy on my list.
Okay. Dr. Wu is continuing with their movie themed, Transformer figures. This one is Brains from the Dark of the Moon movie. This was the one of the little sidekick bots. He was friends with Wheelie in Dark of the Moon. They were kind of the comic relief in the movie. Kind of like the non-racist Skids and Mudflap from the second movie, Revenge of the Fallen. But this figure looks, he looks very much like the movie character, and then also even transforms into his laptop mode. So the laptop mode looks relatively clean. I'm surprised they were able to get that pretty clean and have it transform into the funky Brains figure that he is. They never really explained where this guy came from in the movie itself. Like, he was just there in the third movie, just hanging out. That's
very G1 accurate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's never been a better G1 Brains toy.
No. I'm going to, say something controversial, but I actually liked this character in Dark of the Moon. I thought it was very funny. So, the silver lining to these horrendous movies was some of these, lesser known characters.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of that movie. I
just remember him and Wheelie crashing the ship and he Brain saying, "We gonna die." And I'm like, okay, that's funny.
Fair enough. All right. Well, so pick it up, Daryl. Yeah.
I might.
Yeah, add that to your growing plastic collection.
It's tiny, so, it'll fit.
Yeah. It'll fit.
You go on your new show, We Like Tiny Butts.
Yeah, that's the new show. Yeah. So we're going to continue looking at some Dr. Wu toys that are based off movie lines. This is MC05 Amy, which is the Masterpiece Scale Rise of the Beast RC. Right now we're looking at a 3D render of her alt mode, which is the motorcycle, and it's not colored or anything. You can even see, I think, the polygons on it if you click on the bigger version of the image. And it's supposed to be 12 centimeters tall in robot mode, and it'll feature a movie-accurate design with her wheels on her back. So just we'll keep you updated as we get more images of this figure.
All right, and we have from DNA Design an upgrade kit for a couple figures. This is DK52 and is for Studio Series 98 Cheetor and Studio Series 103 Rhinox. So one kit, two figures. And it has for Cheetor movie accurate paws with the Wolverine claws. X23 claws. Sorry. In robot mode, the front paws can the claws can extend. They aren't always out. And then for Rhinox, you get a new battle hammer with integrated weapon storage that improves the beast mode. So that's that little clip thing up here. They also have two holographic planet-shaped parts that can fit into any 5mm post. And I guess that kind of is just displaying the Cybertronian text and stuff. So here we see some of the pictures of how, the hammer for Rhinox fits in the underside of his beast mode and kind of also fills in a gap there. And I think that's a good improvement. And then on the Cheetor, we have some before and after of the claws, and that also looks so much better. So I think if you're into these movie Studio Series figures, check it out, because this looks like a really good set, especially if you look at the robot mode claws here before and after. The before pictures are so horrible, and the claws.
Did Cheetor transform in the movie?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
during the battle scene.
Oh, the battle scene where everything was all messy. Yeah.
Yeah, and he only had that one line, the very intro.
Yeah, where he was in Cheetor mode. Cheetah mode. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all for our quick hits. Let's move on to our main topic.
Oh, boy. There was the 40th anniversary stream this week that I had to quickly run through because I didn't watch it. I know what they talked about now because I am an expert and I'm very professional at what I do. So the 40th anniversary stream, this was, I guess week two of this. They're doing 4 weeks of it every, Thursday? Thursdays?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. So every Thursday and we got, a recap. So, I'm just going to quickly open some tabs here that I hadn't opened before. So they talked about a bunch of different things. First up, they showed off the Omega Prime, the HasLab, and did a little bit of a recap on that, showing off a prototype image again, and talked about, they had 1 day left and blah, blah, blah. We talked about that in HasBlab, so I'm not going to reiterate all that. And then they talked about a bunch of pirates. So they're kind of, introducing all these, this new pirate faction, and they're calling them the Star Rider or Raiders, Star Raiders. Yeah. And, these are going to be, Walmart exclusives and, available through Pulse. And, you can get, Cannonball, which, was originally a Transformers Cybertron toy. He's a great toy originally, and they've got this new one coming out. And it looks great as well. So that looks really neat. And he does come with a cyber key. So very cool to see cyber keys come back. That's really neat. So if you are a fan of those gimmicks, take a look at this here. next up, we have Lockdown. And Lockdown, I guess they were talking about which iteration of Lockdown do we bring back? We had animated, and then we had, there's an Age of Extinction toy that's not great. It's not bad. It looks a lot like the animated one, but and then there's the one from the other movie. Well, I can't remember which one that is. It's not Age of
Extinction. Age of Extinction was the movie he was in. That's the one where he was hunting them down.
All right, Age of Extinction. Yeah, so Age of Extinction was that one. There was another movie that had a very animated looking alt mode, but the transformation was different. Anyway, he wasn't in that particular movie. It was Fall of Cyber or what was the second one?
Revenge of the Fallen.
Revenge of the Fallen. Yeah, it was Revenge of the Fallen. I think he was. There's a toy for that one for Lockdown. But anyway, they're bringing back Lockdown. And they're giving him a whole new design, very homaging the animated design here. You can tell by the face sculpt, very cool looking. Yeah, he looks neat. Yeah, take a look at that if you're interested. And then the last one is what do they call this one?
Filch.
I had it.
Yeah.
Filch. Okay, so this one, I don't know if this one is a pre-existing character or not. I haven't really looked it up, but I believe it's new. So
It's a character from RID 2015. It's a Decepticon from RID 2015.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, I didn't know that. But it's a remold of the Air Razor figure. And they've got this new pirate, so there you go.
And they changed how the wings worked.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the wings can come off, and or parts of them can come off and be weapons.
Right. Yes, I see that. Yeah, and it's a female character as well now. Well, I guess Air Razor is female as well. Yeah. So, yeah, and then they've got a Fracas. Is it
Ferak?
Ferak.
Ferak. All right.
Fracas was Cyclonus's target master. That's, I can see that where got switched there.
My brain is worse than switched at this point. It's fried. So we got a Cyclonus figure. This is the the good Cyclonus that I can't remember what set it's from, but it's back there, and
Kingdom, isn't it?
Yeah,
is it Kingdom? That's a good one. It's yeah. it's a good mold, and if you wanted a recolor of Cyclonus, this is the one to get. It's a great figure. So another pirate there.
The only other Ferak figure was a BotCon set.
Well, that's what I thought. I saw this and I thought it was a BotCon homage. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, they went into the a new exclusive figure. And this is the this mold is making the rounds. This is the third time it's been used. originally, it was the Christmas Optimus. Then it was Volvo Prime. And now it's the Target exclusive Target bot. I don't know. Is it still Optimus? I can't remember.
It's still Optimus.
Optimus with a Target trailer. So yeah. And he's got one of I think he's got a Ravage tape that's now the Target dog. So
yeah. That makes me bristle a little bit because there's so much discourse on Ravage is not a dog. Ravage is not a dog. Ravage mm-hmm. is a cat. He's a jaguar. He's not a dog. Then they remold. They just take a repaint and say this repaint's a dog.
Yeah, I had the same comment. But they say he transforms into like a envelope or something. They should say he's a gift card.
Yeah.
It's a gift card. Come on. But he also uses the Earthrise trailer.
Mm. That often. Oh, and I'm getting corrected in the chat by Alex. He's telling me that the Prime in this is not the one for the Volvo truck. This is the Laser Prime Scourge Toxitron mold. So thank you for the correction, Alex. Oh. I thought
still
this
the
was
mold's
the
getting around.
It's getting around that one. This one's now been used more than the Volvo one now. So mm-hmm. yeah.
They're one step closer to getting the Amazon Prime.
I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So another reason, I think this one will probably end up coming out cheaper than that Volvo one. So if you were hoping that you could find this one, from what I understood, it was only going to be available on target.com. So you got to go on their online site to find it. Most of these things do end up in stores eventually, but pre-orders will probably be on their website. So take a look there.
I like the black and red coloring. Mm-hmm. I think the paint job looks really good.
Yeah. I'd have been fine if they called it something else. I mean, not every truck and trailer has to be Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a proud tradition of, merchandising on top of merchandising, right? Because yeah. We had the Pepsi Prime from way back in the 80s. So this is just continuing that tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a lot of fans of Target, though. So they might be trying to target the Target fan.
I saw on Twitter, I think it was Sixo made the joke. He said, you might say it's a Target master.
Yes. Yes.
He hit the bullseye with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the streams are going to continue the next 2 weeks. There's another stream this coming Thursday. So look out for that. They gave a hint that it's going to be all legacy figures. So look towards seeing some new legacy figures in that stream. And then the fourth stream of the month, the last one that they're going to do is so Ben had kind of hinted, he's like, it's the most excited figure he has about for the year. Like so what they're going to talk about in that last stream is the, something he's really excited about. So that's got me pretty psyched. So
wasn't everything leaked though?
Maybe
the Target yeah. was brand new. Like
that's true.
So
yep.
You said Ben's the one that hinted that?
Yes.
So it's probably a Decepticon. Maybe they're doing the Megatron from RID 2001. Pretty epic figure.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Jeremy,
if I'm right, I get credit.
Yes.
If I'm wrong, you didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Jeremy, are you excited for the pirates? Are these pirates you were looking for, or was it underwhelming?
They're okay. Lockdown is especially good. They had the, what was the faction name? The Starseekers or the pirates from the books and stuff. They're using the logo, but they changed the name. I went probably a trademark thing, but I don't know. I think they all look good. I wanted to get like, I guess we recently got the leader. I think the name just escaped me.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
It's a peg leg. These are fine. Lockdown is always, it's great to get a new one, and this one looks really good. And Ferrek looks neat, too. I'm just not a big fan of the color scheme, but, it's a good mold.
According to my Google Foo, which is... I am but a measly white belt. There's a TV show called Star Seekers that appears to be like an anime. So
okay. And then in the chat here, Alex Dunn said that he's also guessing it could be too close to the use of the Seekers, like with Starscream.
Yeah,
Thundertron is the one I was thinking of. And thanks again, Alex, for that. But I mean, Star Raiders isn't a bad name.
No,
I was surprised to see Lockdown being a mold mate with Axle Grease. That fits pretty well. That's a pretty good reuse of that mold there. Mm-hmm. Also, Scrap Heap or Scrap Hook, I guess. same one. Mm-hmm. Junkion there.
Well, and it looks like Lockdown is also kind of the. Like the Junkions can come apart.
That's cool.
They should have given him some upgrades he could swap out with his arms and legs.
Yeah, I have one question for you, Charles. Let me put this up here. Is that an image of the Valk on the side?
Could be. It looks kind of like the Valk. Yeah, I mean,
In the stream, they referenced it as the just the cool skull on the side of the vehicle.
Okay. I mean, I guess the original one might have had it. I'm not familiar with it, but
I don't think so.
I see like a floating head like that in Transformers. I think of the Valk. The Valk reference, Daryl, just so you know.
The Valk
shapes
were they were not quite skull like that. I mean, that was that image is very skull like, but
they're pirates.
But it's close. I mean, it's close. Yeah, pirate theme, et cetera, et cetera.
And nice that they're including the planet key, even though it doesn't actually do anything.
They just have one.
Oh, the original one did.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, pirates are cool, but like, I feel like this is like years late just because pirates were super big when like Pirates of the Caribbean years ago. But, I think they're really cool. Like, I didn't know about, like, I completely forgot about the stream and then I saw like pictures and I was just like, oh, I really want Filch and she sold out. So. You know, that's okay though. I think it's cool that we're getting, more female characters, but also she's purple. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I think these are just pre-orders. So, you'll get your chance.
Yeah.
hang out, camp out at your local Walmart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all our toy discussion. So let's move on to trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
And Trips to the Store is powered by our friends at T Public. You can get some merchandise from our T Public store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/T Public. Anything you buy from T Public using that link will help us out. So you can buy our merchandise or you can buy anything else from T Public. Just make sure you use that link and it gets us some credit. I am sporting my bad guy shirt recently purchased that was designed by Daryl, and I copied Daryl's desire to get this shirt. So thank you. Thank you doubly for,
hey, a good design is a good design. What are you going to do?
That's true. And Daryl's starting a fashion trend.
That's what he does.
Does this mean I'm a professional like fashion designer now? If I'm selling fashion?
You can add it to your resume.
Professional means you sold things, right?
So. Yeah. You've sold things. Yeah, I actually placed an order before the show because I needed some more transmission shirts. And so I got a good guy shirt and then just a transmissions podcast based off the Armada logo.
Nice.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get into the stuff we bought this week. We're going to start off with Jeremy.
What?
Surprise. Oh.
Well,
I thought we worked out the order beforehand.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you. As everyone knows, I just got back from TFCon. Just kidding, but I did order the pins, the Optimus and Soundwave pins, and Charles ship them to me. So thank you, Charles. I love these. These look fantastic. And I really like that TFCon is doing this now. So I've been getting them for the past 2 years since they started doing it. And I didn't want to miss out since I'm not going to be at Toronto and I don't know about Baltimore yet. So, and then Charles also found a Studio Series Snarl, which I have been hunting and not finding. So thank you for that. And then as soon as you told me you found it and you were going to ship it to me, I see them everywhere now. That's just how things work, but I am happy. I'm happy to finally have Snarl, and now I'm just waiting on Swoop, which hasn't been announced yet.
During the stream of that, like the 40th anniversary thing, that's all people were asking in the chat was when Swoop. And I'm like, people started commenting on the people commenting saying, shut up about Swoop. Stop asking about Swoop.
Maybe that'll be the figure that Ben's excited about.
Yep.
Maybe.
But that's all I got.
Well, yeah, I had to ship stuff to you anyway, Jeremy. So it's not, it was fine. So I'm glad you got it.
I really appreciate it.
All right, Char, not Apollo. Char, we're going to start with you.
The artist formerly known as Apollo. So hi. So
just change the symbol.
Uno, anyone?
Oh, yeah. You got it. Wow.
Yeah. So I got the Uno Flip off Amazon. It is only $6.99, I believe, right now. So Autobots on one side and Decepticons on the other. And it's the Dreamwave art, I believe. So this is what the box looks like. I ordered it and it showed up the next day, so which is crazy. So now I have Uno Transformers that now I can bring this to my once a month game night session that I host with my friends to make them play a Transformers related thing.
Yeah, I really think it's interesting that they're using Dreamwave art on that. I mean, after so long, you have like so many other like interpretations of the characters. You're just going back to the Dreamwave art.
Yeah, I actually don't quite understand that, but anyways, yeah, so then I actually don't know the artist credits, so I'll need your guys' help with this. So I got issue 6 with Starscream on it. So, you know, I had to get this. So, yeah, he's very shiny in this and looks like he's up to no good. So, yeah, very exciting.
That's the last piece of the connecting cover.
Mm-hmm. Orlando or... Arocena, yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really cool cover, so yeah, I really like it. It actually might be Skywarp, I don't know. I'd have to look at it, because I have all the pieces, so I'm going to have to put it together and double check. So I'm like, I know there's a Seeker on one of them, and I don't remember which one, but I could see this being Starscream. Skywarp was pretty sneaky, too. So, and then finally, I am slowly opening my many boxed figures that I've had for the last few months. So I opened my G2 Legacy Sideswipe. So I'm collecting these Lambo molds thanks to Mike Seibert and my friend GoGo Andy Robo. So I think this looks really cool. It's very 90s, so very sun themed. Like, he's got a sun here on his chest, like he's ready to go surf and be in the sun, and he's ready for summer and
very
spring.
Kind of Miami Vice.
Yeah,
that thing is totally 90s to the max.
It is. And look at this cool detail. It's like a gradient here, the color. It's really nice. So I'm really glad I got this, thanks to my friend Mike Seibert. So thank you, Mike. So yeah, that's all I have for trips to the store today.
All right. I will go next, and Daryl will give us the final say at the end there. I did go to TFCon LA and got back and picked up a few things.
Where are your arms tired?
There was a comic shop, Big Clutch Comics, was there, and I was able to pick up a couple of the connecting covers that I had missed out. So issues 3 and 4 I had actually missed in the regular release, so now I have all the covers. So I was glad to pick that up. He also had a bunch of those variants, Void Rivals covers that, were the Skybound went a little crazy with. So I went a little crazy and picked up a bunch. There's the Quintesson Prosecutor for Void Rivals number 3. Shockwave, Void Rivals number 4. And all the Quintessons for Void Rivals number 5. So all 5 faces of darkness for the
What are they called? Name them.
Death. This one's Death. Mm-hmm. This one's Perturbedness. This one's
Constipation.
Irritated. Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes.
greed. I think this is greed. I don't know. And wrath. I think that's wrath. Whatever.
Those are. I think you're 0-5 on those. I had to look them up for my my inventory, so I think you're 0-5.
One of them is death. The death one I got right. I know, yeah, I got that one right. Anyway, I don't care.
Nobody cares.
I'm glad I got
Nobody cares.
I did go to the comic shop in the last 2 weeks, so I picked up Void Rivals number 7. We reviewed that before we went to TFCon. And then Transformers number 6, which we are reviewing this week. So this is the regular cover. And then the connecting cover, the same one Char got with Starscream.
The twins.
So got all that. Now, a couple other things. I'm spreading out my TF. I didn't get a huge amount of stuff from TFCon because, you know, since I flew out there, I had to take a bunch of my comics to sell, so I didn't have a lot of space. But I did pick up a few things. I got those Find Your Fate books. Remember, I got books 1 through 5 of those Find Your Fate books last year, and realized there were 6 through 9 that were still out there that I did not get. Well, I got 6. I got number 6. So 7, 8, and 9 are still out there, but I got number 6.
Have you been reading through them?
Augment. No, I did.
Finding all the different endings.
I need my fate known. Find your fate, Charles. Find your fate.
My fate is to find all these books. Yeah. I'm doomed to collect junk.
They're probably fun books, though.
Yeah, well, these are Find Your Fate Junior. So they're not even for adults.
So if you're, you know, 9.
Yeah.
Right at my reading level.
Are they like those books where it's like you read it and then you have to choose which page to flip to? Oh,
yes. Yeah, they're so choose your own adventures. They couldn't call it that because that's trademarked.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I thought it was in the 80s. It seemed like every licensed property had a choose your own adventure variant that they just filed off the choose your own adventure title and just named it something else. Mm-hmm. So, got to find my fate. With the other books. So I did pick up a couple toys. I'll save one for next week, but one for that I picked up this week, that Daryl was interested in. And I know I haven't opened it, Daryl. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
But this is, X-Transbot, Fioravanti. This is the Omnibot Overdrive. And this was the Omnibot that I had as a kid. I did the Stars program, and I sent my robot points away, and I did get Overdrive. I didn't get the other two Omnibots, but I did get this one. So this is recapturing my childhood and getting a masterpiece Overdrive, which looks really cool. And, yeah, sorry I didn't open it yet. But
I feel like I peer pressured you into that purchase. So I'm very curious to find out how much you like it.
I will let you know. I'm going to try to open it before the end of March.
Yeah.
We'll see. Good. If I say that on the podcast, it'll come true. We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave it out beside the like on the side table where you like watch TV or something. You'd be like, okay, well, I'll open it while I'm watching this, you know, this show that doesn't require much thinking.
Yeah. You're committed now. You said it on the podcast, Charles. Yeah. you got time. You got days. Yep. You got half of March pretty much.
All right. Well, yeah. So that's, the rest of TFCon was just fun hanging out with Daryl. That's always fun. And meeting lots of people, seeing people we hadn't seen in a long time. Saw Lady Wreck, which, I hadn't talked to her in a long time. So it was great. I don't think I'd seen her since before the pandemic. So it was great to see her. She's a previous, longtime Transformers podcaster, did the Underbase for a long time, for several years. She was great to see her again. So we saw a bunch of artists, hung out with them, other podcasters. Mike Seibert was there. Evangelist was there. Saw Trish from Swerve's Bar and lots of other podcasters in the Transformers podcast cinematic universe. We all came together, had our Avengers moment for that podcast panel, and it was great. It was really fun. So I'll hand it over to Daryl so he can show off his stuff.
All right. Yeah. So I agree. I really enjoyed seeing Charles there. I tried to imagine, you know, what it would have been like without Charles there, and I couldn't. I think I would have been really bored. So, you know, Charles and I hung out a significant amount of time with Alex Millen, which was really kind of cool. So, yeah, it's you know, 10 years ago, if you said, like, you know, you'd be you'll hang out with Alex Millen for, you know, a considerable amount of time over the course of a convention, I'd have said you're crazy, and here we are doing it. So
now you're a big fan.
We went out for ice cream.
We did.
Oh, how sweet!
Yeah, so we did. Fun. We had ice cream. Yeah. Aww. It was fun. Yeah. So yeah. So cheers to Alex. We had a great time. On to my stuff. I too went a little crazy with the old comic guy there. I was only going to get like one or two things, and then Charles found those variants, which I have been actively pursuing. So I cursed him out and then bought all of them. So one that I've been chasing for a while was the Optimus Prime second printing for number one. So this now gives me all of the Transformers second printings with all the Autobots and Decepticons on them. So I have all those. There's more coming, so be on the lookout for those if you're collecting those. I believe issue 4 is the next one that has one, and yeah, Megatron is one of those. So Charles brought this for me because I didn't get one from my store. Issue 2 with the connecting cover. I have this now. And as I got this, got back, went to go get my comics, and my comic store did not give me issue 6, the connecting cover. So
find a new store.
I know. What? So I've gone ahead and I've purchased it elsewhere. So it's coming now. You'll see it next week.
Wow.
But yeah. So anyway, they did one better though. So that cover is easier to find than the one that they gave me. So I'm happy. Void Rivals, like Charles, the Quintesson Prosecutor. I got that one. Void Rivals number 4, Shockwave. So this was a character one that I did not have. So I picked that up because it's a character one. So yeah, why not? then the Quintessons. So yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the quick version.
And 5. Yeah. So all 5 heads of the Quintessons on the same book. I am ridiculous. So, yeah. So that was fun. Then when I got back, I did go to my store and I did pick up Transformers number 6. And I got the regular cover for that. And because I had requested connecting cover, and they screwed it up, they gave me the 1 in 25. So this is a really cool Devastator cover, and you know what, I'm actually happier to have this one because this is a much harder cover to come by. So knowing what happens in the book, I'm pretty happy to have this cover. Yeah. The last comic I have is one that I brought to the convention just because I thought, you know what, there's a lot of artists there and I don't really know what's going to happen, but I'm going to take it anyway. I put this up on Twitter. Have you heard of Twitter? It's called something else now, but I still call it Twitter. I generally like to bring superhero comics to Transformers conventions and get Transformers artists to draw something that's not a Transformer. So this one I brought a Edge of Spider-Verse comic and had 3 artists draw 3 different spider characters on it. So
that's awesome.
The normal Peter Parker Spider-Man is drawn by Alex Milne. The Miles Morales Spider-Man is drawn by Casey Collar, and the Spider-Gwen is drawn by EJ Sue. And I thought, you know what, it really kind of fits with the, the theme. Spider-Verse, the movie, had all these different art styles. And now my spider characters are all drawn by different people. So it really fits. And I think it looks great. And it was awesome. These guys, you know, just pumped this thing out within like less than a day. So I can't fathom the talent. And this just looks great. So
They're all really good spider people. They're like really good versions.
They are. Yeah. And I mean, you literally just quoted what Alex said here. So
I didn't even read it.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way this turned out. And I didn't really expect to get a sketch cover done, but I bring one just in case.
That's a really cool cover, Daryl. Like, what a great art piece.
Yeah, I thought it was a really neat idea. And
it's always great to bring a sketch cover, then not have one and have a great opportunity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did pay for the Frank Welker signing, the autograph, because I missed out on it when he was in Toronto, and I didn't really have anything really kind of cool to get him to sign, but I did have a Super 7 Megatron, so I did get that signed by Mr. Welker there, and I brought my daughter with me to meet Frank. I feel like I can call him Frank. We're on first name basis at this point. And I mentioned to him while he was while we were meeting him, I said, like, I grew up on your Megatron, and my daughter grew up on your Curious George. And then he did this like little back and forth between Megatron and Curious George. It was awesome. And it was really kind of cool. And then, you know, we were only there for like 30 seconds, but it was very cool. Very, very nice of him to do that. He didn't have to. So yeah, my daughter thought that was really neat too. But, as a 14-year-old girl, she won't admit it, but I can definitely tell she thought it was cool. I found a gentleman who was selling, MicroMasters. And so I bought a set. They are the Battle Squad, and these are G1 figures that I don't have. So, it's getting very few and far between to find, figures, in G1 that I don't have. So I had to look at my list because the MicroMasters at some point, they just start looking the same to me. And, these are the ones that kind of combine. So yeah, you can mix and match these guys, but, the Battle Squad. So yeah, I have all these guys now. So these guys have some kind of guns and shit and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so fun. There you go. They'll go in a pile, and I will forget that I have them, but they are checked off on the list.
More
so
figures for your show. We like tiny bots.
Yeah, exactly. let's go back to this because I want to put this away. So I'm going to talk about it now. there was an auction on Friday night. This was to benefit Bill Forster, I think. Yes, and this was run by Jim Sorensen, and this run over really well. We kind of, Charles and I, hung out there. We were looking at some stuff, and
Rick Alvarez, don't forget Rick Alvarez.
Oh, Rick Alvarez was helping run it as well. Yeah. So they had some really cool stuff there. There was a 1986 storyboard sust thing there, and this was the only thing that had a reserve on it. The bid in the room was $1,000, and they said, no, they can't let it go for that. It has to be at least $4,000. Wow. So that was pretty insane to see. There was a 86 movie script there that did sell. And that was pretty neat to see. one piece that caught my eye, and I thought I got a pretty good deal on it, and was definitely, told that I did by Jim Sorensen himself. He said he was going to bid on it himself. Was a piece of artwork by the artist of our custom cover. Is EJ Sue did this for Devastation from IDW, and this is a double 2-page spread, and it's awesome. It's really cool. So there's a lot of figures in this. There's a lot of characters. Megatron's very prominent there. If you've read Devastation, then you'll know this at the beginning of the series there. But he had this. He donated it to the auction, and I got it for a really, really good price. So I'm really happy to have that.
Did he sign it, or was it like it was already signed?
Yeah,
did you go?
No, and I went after the fact and had him sign both pages. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You know, frame that and put it up.
I'm going to try. Yeah. Usually what I like to do is have the original artwork next to the like comic artwork, that with this, it would be like huge, like ungodly huge. So, might just be something for these, just the original artwork at this point. Moving on to actual figures. I did buy some figures that Charles, I haven't opened either, so don't worry about it. I was going to buy the figure that Charles bought, and I thought, you know what? That's a 3-figure commitment for me. Because I knew that I'd have to get all 3 Omnibots, but the right beside that figure was this set, and this set was done and I could be done with it. So I ended up buying the X-Trans bots. What are they called? Fury and Fast. So this is Run Amok and Runabout. I haven't opened them yet, but this is the Masterpiece scaled, versions of those figures or characters. And, I'm looking forward to busting them open and taking a look. I like these guys. I was telling Charles there at the show that they're just a bunch of Goombas and they're just, you know, ridiculous. they're just characterizations. I find, you know, hilarious, you know, they're just a bunch of meatheads and I love it. So.
It's funny how much personality they got out of that one issue of the Marvel Comics.
Oh, back it's in the wonderful. Day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I like the connecting art on that cover too, with the Statue of Liberty behind it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's issue 23 of the Marvel Comics. They decide. So the Megatron sends them off on a mission to do something and they're just like, screw Megatron. We're just going to go have fun and like do graffiti all over the United States. And so they go all throughout the United States. They're like defacing all these monuments with all these images and people are like, no one's getting upset. They're just looking at like, what is this? Because they're writing in Cybertronian and no one can understand what they're writing. And then the end of the issue, they finally say, oh, we learned to write in English. And so they on the Statue of Liberty, they write humans are wimps. With the S backwards. So then they get the reaction they wanted because everyone's mad that they humans are wimps on the Statue of Liberty. Wimps.
Yeah. They're not upset that their people are, you know, they're spray painting on the monuments. It's that they got called wimps.
Yeah. you gotta, it doesn't work unless you actually understand the insult, right?
Exactly, right.
It's like a joke, not funny until you explain it.
Yeah.
The last thing that I'm going to show for this week is something that I bought and made a bit of a mistake on, but I corrected it with this one. So I didn't go into this show looking to buy anything, and as you can tell, I really, really overstepped that goal. this thing kind of, you know, showed up and I was like, you know what? I really don't have one of these and I've never really thought about getting one, but here's one for a decent price and I'm going to buy it. So this is a G1 Japanese Sky Gary. So, this thing was on a table there and he came with two little vans. So I got these little carriers, these like little Minicon carriers. He's in really good shape, really nice and white still. He's missing a couple pieces. So he's a project figure that's going to cost me like probably 4 times the amount that I paid for him to get his parts. But, he transforms really well. He needs a sticker set, which I've already checked is available. It definitely is available on Toy Hack. So I'm good there. This little, gray piece on the back is about $40 by itself. So I think I did okay there. A G1 Sky Gary. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with that. Then that's, you know, that's a fun figure that, you know, I probably wouldn't have thought about getting unless I, you know, laid eyes on it.
I think anytime you get a G1 figure that has a lot of white plastic and it's that white, you're doing good. Mm-hmm.
Regardless. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he tells you who he is, right?
Sky Gary.
Yeah.
You're not so just Gary. You're Sky Gary.
Yeah.
I'm Sky Gary. You know, get it right. So, Gary Truck.
Does he fly?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he transforms into like this little, like carrier for these little vans or you know, whatever. So he kind of, yeah. And there's a base mode as well, but you need a significant amount of the parts that I'm missing to make that look kind of decent. But yeah, he's cool. So yeah. And next week on the show, I'll explain how I made a bit of a mistake with this guy. So yeah. But yeah, that's where I'll leave it this week.
Part two.
All right. Well, that's all our trips to the store content. So let's go on with the rest of the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. Let's continue on with some convention news.
So in convention news this week, we have now the high quality version of the podcaster panel from TFCon. And this is Mike Seibert put it up on his channel. He also has the audio version on his podcast feed, but it's great revisiting this. It was a fun panel to watch. I'm sure it was a fun panel to be on, and you know, clearly the largest podcaster panel that I think that we've had.
Definitely the largest. 11 people. Yeah. It's crazy. That was unruly at times. It was awesome.
But yeah, y'all,
it's, y'all it's the Last Supper of podcasters.
Yeah, so anyway, it's great. If you watch the stream, I mean, you got the content there, but it looks so much better looking straight on. And then next up, we have a WonderCon announcement. Saturday, March 30th at WonderCon from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm guessing this is Pacific time. Oh, yeah, it's a Pacific. Hasbro is going to be having a panel talking about Ghostbusters, which, you know, they've got the new movie coming out, but then 40th anniversary of Transformers with new Studio Series figures, and then they have some G.I. Joe stuff and Star Wars and all this stuff, but maybe this is where we're going to get our swoop. I mean,
one can hope.
Yeah, so this will be at in room 300E. So if you are going to be at WonderCon and you get to go to this panel, send us some feedback. We would love to hear how it went. I mean, I'm sure we're going to hear about it, but, you know, if you're in the room, let us know.
All right. Well, that's all our convention news. Let's finish up the show with some feedback. And first up, we got a voicemail from a friend of the show, John 4X Levengood.
Hey, guys.
This is for Jeremy.
John 4X Levengood here. This is actually in response to Jeremy. I wanted to mention that while Beast Wars was what got me back interested in Transformers, I started collecting with Robots in Disguise. I got the Autobot Brothers. Matter of fact, my first Transformers back into collecting was X-Bron. And I did get Ultra Magnus and Optimus Prime. And I also did back the HasLab. I just wanted to also let you know that I am a Robots in Disguise fan. I enjoy the show. I recorded it on tape so I could watch it when I wasn't able to watch it live and everything else, you know, as an adult. It was one of the driving forces on getting me back into Transformers after I got out of it as a kid. So just want to let you know what was going on and just give you just to let you know, you're definitely not alone. It is definitely good toy line. The toys are fun. I enjoyed it. Do miss rubber tires and all that good stuff. But just to let you know that, again, you're not alone. And I personally enjoyed it. Talk to you next time.
Well, I appreciate that, knowing I'm not alone. And that was around the same period that I got back into it. Beast Machines got me back into it, and then I think I was also like you, starting to get those toys back with that with the RID 2001 line. So I always knew you had great taste.
He's listening live, so yeah. you got your feedback responded to while you're watching live. So yeah, all right. Last bit of feedback. This comes from Discord. This is from Sledge. They say great episode this week with Yakko and Robopalo. That's our Discord names. That's Jeremy and Char for anyone who hasn't been paying attention to Discord. Mm-hmm. Didn't notice that strange audio popping that's there whenever Daryl is on. So don't know what he's referring to.
Do you hear something now? I don't hear anything.
I think I heard something at the very beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. I just ignored it and kept going. Mm-hmm. But I watched both shows from last week. Jeremy and Char, you guys did a great job. You have great chemistry. So good. Good podcasting chemistry. So it was cool.
I will say that that's the type of show that really makes you appreciate Daryl for, mm-hmm. you know, his toy knowledge and stuff. I'm happy that it came over well, that we did a good job, but yeah, you know, but it just, Daryl, you're not allowed to miss a TFCon third party show. You got to do work.
Yeah.
Daryl's like, keep more compliments, please.
Yeah. Bring one.
No, the compliment is because you need to do more work.
Yep. No, that's a really nice, feedback from Sledge. So thank you. You know, Jeremy and I did our best. There was a lot of joking on that show, if you saw it. And it was just that third party panel is very long. And I don't have as much toy knowledge as Daryl either. But so we really talked about like the G1 aesthetics. You know, there was like a theme throughout. There were quite a few like G1 related toys. So we're just mostly focused on how the toys looked rather than like functionality or anything like that. So thank you for the positive feedback.
Yeah. And if you are a Donatron, you can go back onto the Patreon site and watch the live stream version of that. And like the intros specifically, we had issues with getting the intro right. It was very funny. So it was a fun recording session.
It was fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, I will be gone next week, so you guys can do it again, right?
No, I'll be gone next week.
I'll be gone. I'm not available next week.
Oh,
am I by myself?
No, Daryl, I will be here. It'll be good. We'll be okay. We'll be okay, and we'll have Dr. Pants back to. He got his computer issues resolved, so we'll have him back to help us out there.
Yay.
Hopefully. I'm crossing my fingers.
Maybe something else.
I don't want to jinx it, but
next week
will be pants merchant.
Dr. Pants with his PC in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll have some kind of pants emergency.
All right. Well, that takes us to the end of this episode of Transmissions. We went a little long this week too, but it was all fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Char, thanks again for coming on this week. It was great having you. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find your stuff online?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. It's always fun to be on. So I'm on the site formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at RoboApollo. That's my handle on there, on those three sites. And I do have commissions open. So if that's something you're interested in, you can send me a message on there or through the Transmissions Discord, because I'm a part of that community. It's a really fun, safe space to talk about Transformers, our common hobby that's brought all of us together to be friends. So that's transmissions.com/Discord.
TransmissionsPodcast.com.
Close. I did this last time too, but I'm getting there. So, I highly recommend you join the Discord. It's really cool. So, yeah, I'll be back.
All right. And of course, we have our Masterpiece Donatrons. We give them a shout out at the end of every episode because we are so appreciative of their contributions. So thank you once again to John Forex 11 Good and Demon Tech 82. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate the support. Thank you so much for continuing to help us out. And thank you, John, for being here and listening live, watching live. So, and giving us that feedback too, as well. So, you guys are awesome.
Listening live.
This is cool.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone. That's it for this episode of Transmissions. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.
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 Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.